You're the first
bill.
One there, and I know you're a felon, but you guys
because
can't
it erodes
to find out my
Mr. Conservation Law in this.
That's knowingly. Yes. You're providing it something.
I'm as close to it as they are.
The chair will refrain because that's the minority report. I mean, it goes back to our earlier debate, Representative, in the sense that the trouble with a knowing standard for this kind of conduct is it's proof. It's just going to be next to impossible to prove. But it's your minority report, and I respect that. Yes, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You're just saying to keep knowingly in and remove intentionally, is that your suggestion? Yeah, that was my thought when I first looked at it, too. I'm on this report, so. Just knowingly. I think knowingly accomplishes it. I don't think you have to have them both. I mean, am I crazy here?
I think knowingly does it. Well, Alan is looking this way, so.
I think you're looking at the wrong side of the
line. No, I saw him looking this way, so I thought maybe
Gary was making a face here. But that, I mean, I think knowingly, without being an attorney, accomplishes the same thing and accomplishes what we wanted to do.
So. That's always the problem among attorneys.
Yeah,
attorneys.
Well, the
federal
law says knowing or having a reasonable cause to believe.
With all due respect, Mr. Chair, was the comment of, am I crazy that threw the whole committee off by Representative Wilson?
Well, we can debate that.
Senator Plummer.
Mr. Chair, I apologize. I was distracted by the use of technology in the committee room. I did not have a problem with leaving intentionally because, from my perspective, intentionally sells it to the person. It may mean the same thing as knowingly. You know, I knew the guy was a felon, but I wanted to get money for the firearm, so I sold it anyway.
On Virgo, if you look on page 19, there are definitions of intentionally, knowingly, and recklessly. So I don't know if that and criminal negligence, I don't know if that would clear it up to read that. Page 19. And I'll tell you the difference between intentional and knowingly. It is a fairly fine line, but there is a difference. So it's one where your intention, my intent is to sell it to somebody who's prohibited, and the other one is.
Well, actually, if you read the intentionally provision, I don't think in terms of its intent, it's far afield from what Representative Tyler was reading as the secondary provision in the federal code. I think that was just another way for them to accomplish that. Senator Plummer?
Knowing that this is, now knowingly, that this is a minority report, is there any harm in leaving intentionally or knowingly? Does it doesn't conflict. All right. And I guess my preference would be to leave the words in.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I intentionally brought this up, but knowingly, I will ask to keep them both in there then, too. I don't see why. Why they wouldn't.
I don't have any objection to the work or the conduct of the subcommittee. I'm just disappointed that for two words on the second floor, this is where we're at.
I've never experienced in our committee before a bill disposed of behind the scenes like that. So I very much appreciate the opportunity to address this in public. I have since been told that other committees do this on a regular basis. I also understand that there was some opposition to bringing it back up today, and I do appreciate the courtesy extended to me to bring it back up. So I believe if the motion ought not to pass is on the floor, that the next move would be to vote on that motion, and then I will be given an opportunity to state my minority report, as would others. If the motion fails, then I would be able to introduce another motion. Am I correct?
You lost me around the horn someplace, but I'll agree with you. As what happened the night we voted for this, we had at one point a three-way sobriety report. We've had this thing all around the horn. We had a two-way vote. We had a three-way vote. We've had minorities, and so I think it's gotten a little bit confusing. But right now we're in a position where we have a motion on the floor. We have a second. We've had a discussion. In a second, we're going to have a vote. Now, if that vote comes out as it did last Wednesday, and is successful, then you will be able to have a minority report. And that's what I believe you have in front of us. So we're going to have a vote now, and I'm missing a member. Does anybody know where that member is right now? Okay. I just want to get in a position where we can take care of this matter. Representative Wilson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate it. I'm not going to speak to this motion with your permission. I'd just like to add on to what Senator Plummer just said. This has happened a couple of times now where we've had an uncertain verdict for reasons which is understandable, but where if a motion was made for ought to pass that actually comes out, so that motion has failed. I think moving forward for clarity reasons, and especially so that way I don't have to, as a committee member, have to come up and try to find out how it came out. If that motion fails as a result of somebody coming back, another member coming back and voting the next day, I feel that we as a committee should bring that bill back and a separate motion should be made, whether it was 2 days later or 3 days later or a week later, rather than just assuming that if an ought to pass motion failed, that it's going to automatically be ought not to pass. I think that we should be required to make a subsequent motion moving forward, just for clarity's sake, because this is the third time that I can recall where we've sort of had a hiccup here, and it would be nice, I think, to have an agreement, if we could, of what we'll do moving forward.
Duly noticed.
Thank you.
Duly noted. All discussions over. So now we're going to move to the vote. All those in favor of the motion ought not to pass. All those opposed? Now, is that a 5-5 again?
6-5.
In order.
If that vote holds when the other two have voted, yes. I would like to have my minority report be ought to pass as amended with the bill that was stated plus the amendment that I have distributed, which allows, in essence, the liability to fall to a police department as opposed to a school department, and that's the intent of this amendment. I think everyone here has it. If it's necessary, I'd be happy to read it into the record. I'm not sure some other members of the committee have seen it, but I'm not sure all have, so I'm not sure all would want to sign on. But that would be my minority report, should the vote be sustained.
Okay. All done? We have a majority report. We have a minority report. Everybody's happy. Everybody's cool. Senator Plummer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. We will now adjourn. Unless, Curtis, you have anything else for us?
I do not. I do not. I will
notice that the committee, that one of the bills that we have that extended, well, it set a deadline for the courts to have a hearing. That's going to have to go in front of the Judiciary Committee for its advice, review and advice. It doesn't mean that this bill that we have to reconsider or anything like that, but I just want to let you know that will be something that I'll be drafting a letter for it, and somebody from the committee can go or not, and I'll let you know how that turns out.
Senator Trump?
before we go anywhere, was there a bill that was brought back to us at one point, LD 74 or 47, that we were supposed to do a language review that was given in an envelope at one point, and I don't think we ever did it. And I just want to make sure before we adjourn, there was...
Oh, are you talking about coming here because it creates a new crime?
Well, I don't remember, right? One of the representatives came in and was asking Senator Grzaski about a bill that she wanted us to review, and it had not come in front of the committee yet, and we found it in an envelope that was delivered, and I don't ever remember going over that bill. I want to make sure before we leave that that issue has been taken care of, because I can see if it hasn't,
we may not. The one we had with IFNW that we had to review, was there any others that we had to review?
There was one from Brad, which is not Craig, but that one I was withdrawn. That wasn't an envelope, but that was just review for language, and that was withdrawn because it turned out that it wasn't necessary.
Anyway, okay.
They were going to amend that bill and take that provision.
Right. Okay. I just want to make sure before we go anywhere.
They put in a leave to withdraw.
Okay.
The provision of that bill that required this committee to review it because it created a new crime was being removed. So it no longer required this committee to review it early.
Okay.
Senator Plummer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Prior to the distribution of the weekly schedule, which on Friday has possible amendment review, several of us had made plans for Friday, and I would like to inquire if we are definitely having a committee meeting on Friday since we have no session.
Yes, we are.
Good luck. I will not be here.
That's okay.
You may not have a quorum.
No, I need a quorum, and I'll find out if I have one before we do anything on Friday.
Otherwise, it's for language review. Otherwise, it will have to come to your chairs, at your seats. I mean, if these all have in front of your table, I'm going to come to your seat instead. Yeah. That's perfect.
We understand that. Me too. We'll discuss it tomorrow. It's language review. We can do it. We're going to be, believe it or not, we're going to be here all next week. And if we need to meet, I'm sure that we can.